Today's Shir is Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, on the top line, Hayach Mem Sach B'Kuvya. Our Mishnah discussed different situations of where somebody is obligated to make a Shavuah, but he can't make the Shavuah. So the Mishnah said if that person can make the Shavuah, we transfer the Shavuah to the person. That means under normal circumstances, it's the Loiva who makes the Shavuah. But if the loiva is an individual who can't make a shvua, we transfer it to the malva. And the Mishnah gave an example of somebody who is Mesach B'Kuvya. Ask them, why did the Mishnah have to give us all these different examples of individuals who are disqualified from making a shvua? The Mishnah gave us already an example. If this is an individual who made false shvuas, we don't believe him. What's the point of repeating these cases? Answers the Gemara. Tana, Psula Deraisa. The Mishnah spoke about people who are disqualified with the Raisa and Tana Psul de Rabbanan, and the Mishnah spoke about people who are disqualified with the Rabbanan. A Mesach B'Kuvya is somebody who is a gambler. And as we've discussed a number of times, a gambler is not necessarily someone who's disqualified with the Raisa from being a Rosha, from being able to make a Shvuah, from being able to be an aid. The disqualification of a Mesach B'Kuvya is either because Eina Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalaylam, he doesn't really have gainful employment, or he is an individual who the reason is a smachta. It's not really a proper way of making an kinyan. But those are only rabbinic disqualifications, and since they're only disqualifications with Rabbanan, that's why the halacha is that the Mishnah is teaching us that even them are people who we can't trust as an aid. It says, say to Rishonim, that even though the Gemara just says, Tanah P'sul D'Raisa, Tanah P'sul D'Rabbanan, not everybody in the Mishnah is apostle Midrabbanan. For example, someone who lends money on Ribbis is apostle Midraisa. The Gemara means to say, says Rabbeinu Chananu, that some of the individuals mentioned in the Mishnah Apostle B'Deraisa, and some individuals mentioned in the Mishnah Apostle B'Derabbanan. But there are Rishonim that say that even if someone lends money on Ribbis, which of course is a terrible Aveira, it still doesn't make you Apostle B'Deraisa for being able to make a Shvuah or being an aid. And then there's a third opinion. When we speak, or when we learned Hilchas Ribbis, we learned there's Ribbis D'Raisa and Ribbis D'Rabbanan. So somebody who violated Ribbis D'Raisa will indeed be an individual who's possible with D'Raisa. But if the type of Ribbis that he violated was Ribbis D'Rabbanan, so since that was the type of Ribbis that he violated, he will only become possible with D'Rabbanan to be an aid or to be able to make a Shvuah. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Hoy Shneim Chashudim. But let's say both of these individuals who are here are people who we can't trust to make a shvuah. So Rav Yossi says, Chazra shvuah l'mekaymai, and Rav Meir yechloiku. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Hechi Tanan. Exactly whose opinion, who said what in the Mishnah? Amalei lo yadana. He said, I don't know. I don't have an exact clarity who said what. And as the Rishonim explained, they say that it was not clear from the beginning who said what. And the halacha is that whenever we have a machlokes, Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, it's so important to know who holds what. Amal Hilchos Amai, he said, what is the halacha? He says, Amal Ha'isutatu, he said, really very connected question, Lo Yadana. Etmar, so says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef ben Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef Amar Yechloiku, V'chein Tanu Rav Zvid bar Oishia, Rav Yosef Amar Yechloiku, Ikadamri, a different version is Tanu Rav Zvid, Amar Rav Oishia, Rav Yosef Amar Yechloiku. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef ben Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman of the Yechloiku, Rav Nachman, when such a question once came to him, the Gemara says that Yechloiku. So now the question is, that why is that? So Tosfos explains in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that we're going to learn that the halach is if somebody is supposed to be able to make a shvuah, and he's unable to make the shvuah, since he can't make the shvuah, he has to pay. So therefore, in this case, if the loiver is the one that has to make the shvuah, and he can't make the shvuah, the halacha should be he should have to pay. But in this Gemara, the Toveya also has to make a shvuah. And once the Rabbanan made him make a shvuah, so he also is in the category of somebody who's supposed to make a shvuah and can't and will pay. And because we have that situation, the halacha is that they yachloiku. That's one approach in the Rishonim. The other approach in the Rishonim is that Chazal made a rule that whenever we have this type of a impasse, yachloiku. But one of the opinions of the Mishnah was, we're not clear who holds that way, chazer shvuah l'mekoima. What does that mean, asked the Gemara? Lehechen chazer, it goes back to where it came from. Ask the Gemara, lehechen chazer, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Amr Ravasi, when it's sentence above, Amr chazer shvuah l'sinai. Do we go back to Tar Sinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Leisigzoil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish anyone who steals. And what it means to say is that Bezdin cannot get involved here. Because since both of these people are people that we can't trust, so we leave things status quo. Rabbeinu Seinu Shebet Yisrael, that's how the Rabbeinu Seinu and Bavel explain what it means when it says Chazer Shvul Mekoimai. But says the Gemara, Rabbeinu Seinu Shebet Yisrael Amra, Chazer Shvul Mechoyevla. The person who was a Maidim and Mixus, that the halacha is, as we've been learning, the person who's a Maidim and Mixus is the one to make the Shvuah. And if he can't make the Shvuah that the Torah said, that then the Torah says that then the halacha is, if you can't make the Shvuah, then the halacha is that he has to pay. Amar Papa Rabbi Senesh Bavel, when we speak about Rabbi Senesh Bavel, who are they? Rav Shmuel. When we speak about Rabbi Senesh Bet Yisrael, who do we mean, Rabbi Abba? Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that is. Rabbi Senesh Bavel are Rav Shmuel, and that they're saying that when neither party can make a shvuah, so everybody just stays status quo. The Tan, we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Heyom and Aleph. The Kenny Yisraim La Yifra El B'Shvuah. The Yisraim have no right to collect only with a Shvuah. But Vinaba, and when we learned, trying to understand what the Mishnah meant, we asked the man, who are the Yisraim coming to collect from that the Mishnah says that they have to make a Shvuah? Ilema Miloiva, that if they're coming to collect from a Loiva, to whom their father lent money, and they have a Shtar supporting that the loiva still owes money to their father. And the Mishnah says that they have to make a shvuah that they don't know, and as the Rishonim explained, they actually have to make three shvuahs. One is that the father did not tell them before he passed away that this shtar is paid up at time of death. They didn't say it earlier, and that they didn't find any proof amongst the father's document that this is paid up. So, ask the Gemara, a very complicated, very difficult to accept that that would be the halacha. Because if someone comes and has a shtar that says that money is owed to them, so the halacha is, in other words, if the father had a shtar that money is owed to him, the halacha is, avin shaka b'lo shua, he's entitled to collect without making a shua. Now, v'inu, says the Gemara, we're going to make the shvuah, the yisayim swear. And what the Gemara's question is that throughout halacha, we find that the halacha treats yisayim kindly, better. And here, we're being stricter with the yisayim than with their father. Halacha kamna, says the Gemara, this is what was meant to say. The kene yisayim and yisayim, it both, rachman l'tzlan, the loiva and the malva, both passed away. The halacha is the yisayimim of the malva cannot collect from the yisayimim of the loiva without making a shvuah. On this halacha, Rav Shmuel Damri Tavayu, so Rav Shmuel commented on this halacha, lo shana el shemes malva b'chayi loiva. It's only in a case where the malva passed away before the loiva, and then the loiva also passed away. Ava meis loiva b'chayi malva. If first the loiva passed away, then the yarshi malva cannot collect anything from the yarshi of the loiva. Why? Because at the time when the loiva passed away, and now one wants to collect that debt, he can only collect the debt with a shvua, because we can't collect money from yarshim only with a shvua. So since at that moment the malva has to make a shvua to the bnei loiva, to the yisoyim of the loiva, and now the malva rachman slum passed away, and the halacha is ain other meyer shvua lebanav. A person we can't have a situation where the malva would have had to make a shvua, and now since he's no longer here, we pass that shvua on to his children. Because his children cannot make the yisoyim of the malva, cannot make the shvua that the father would have made. Because the father would have made a shvua. I know that I'm saying I never got paid. The yisoyim can't make a shvua with that kind of definitiveness that our father didn't get paid. They could say, we have no knowledge that our father got paid. So since the shvua that the father had to make became halachically established and required, and now that shvua can't be fulfilled, the halacha is that we remain at an impasse, and the yisoyim of the malva would not be able to collect from the yisoyim of the loiva. Moreover, the yisoyim of the loiva can't make a shvua that it's paid up, because they don't know, and that's why, because we have this impasse, Rav and Shmuel both hold that everything stays where it is, and nothing can be elected. And based on that, says the Gemara, it's the case that we began our shir, where we have two individuals who are both chshudim al shvua. Since we have two individuals who are both chshudim al shvua, neither can make a shvua. If neither can make a shvua, the halacha says we leave everything at a status quo. So based on the fact that we saw the Rav and Shmuel paskin, the way they paskin regarding the case of Yisoyim, that's an indication that the Rebbeinu Shebebovo, who say here too, by Shneim Chsudim El Shvur, we leave everything the way it is, must be Rav and Shmuel. Continues Rav Papa to tell us, the Rebbeinu Shebebovo, who are the Rebbeinu Shebebovo, Rav Abba? What makes us say that's Rav Abba? A Gemara that we've learned previously, the who gave the chata naschem mechaveri, somebody grabbed for someone else a silver bar. Also kamei the Rav Ami, and this question came to Rav Ami, and Yosef Rav Abba kamei, Rav Abba was sitting there. Aisachat sada the michtav chot from nei, and the person from whom the silver bar was taken brought an eid echad to be able to say that this person took my silver bar, Amalei, and the person says, yes, I did. However, in chatvi v'didi chatvi, what I took was mine, and you stole it from me, and I just took back what belongs to me. So, Amar Rav Ami, hechla dana dana lahaydina. Exactly, what should we do here? Namely, zil shlim, should we tell the person who's holding the silver bar now, pay for it, like a trey sadi? There are no two edim that he took it. And if there are no two edim that he took it, we can't make him pay for it. Niftarei, till we say that he's just completely off the hook, ikachat sadeh. There's one aid that says that he took it. And we know whenever there's one aid testifying against you, you have to make a shvua. Namelei zil ashtaba, tell him to swear, kivin d'amad mitzch d'chatfi, but we saw him taking something out from somebody else's house. Since we saw him taking something out from somebody's house, so he's in the category of a gazlan. And when somebody is a gazlan, we can't make him swear, says the Gemara. So what do we do? So Amalei Rav Abba. So Rav Abba said, what we do here is, have a mechir shvua. This is a case where the person really should be making a shvua. But because of the circumstances, any chol shava, the kam mechir shvua, any yachol shava, the halacha is mishalim. So when we said in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, that when we have shneim chashudim al shvua, that neither can make a shvua, that's why mishalim, that must be the opinion of Rav Abba. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, tells us Rava, kavasi de Rava mistabra. If it seems that what the halacha should be like Rav Abba, that if somebody has to make a shvua and he's unable to make the shvua, he has to pay. The Tanya Rav Ami said, the Pasuk says, Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneim. The Pasuk says, Bein Shneim. That when is the requirement for Shvuah? When the two original litigants are the ones that are having this dispute. The Loiva and the Malva. The Loiva Ben Yarshim. But not when it's the entire between the Yarshim. So ask the Gemara exactly what the drush there of Ami is teaching us here mean to teach us. Hey Chidami, Eloi Mida Amar Lei, that the Yairish of the Malva says to the Yairish of the Loiva, Mona la Abba Biyadavicha, my father lent your father money, and now you have to pay me back that money. Vamale, and the Loiva's Yairish says, Chamishin Islei, it wasn't 100, it was 50. Chamishin Islei, v'chamishim Leslei. I know it was only 50, not 100. So ask the Gemara, Mali hu mali avua. Why does it make a difference? It shouldn't make a difference between if the Torah is taking place between the father or the children. And from here we see, says Tosfos Masechta Baba Kama, that even though we find in Halacha, we just mentioned this earlier in our shir, that the Halacha takes a lenient approach to Yisayimim. Yes, the halacha takes a lenient approach to Yisayimim, but only when there's a reason to take that lenient approach. Here, there isn't a reason to take a lenient approach. But there's another question. We learned on Daf Mem Beis in explaining the halacha of Moed V'Mikzus. Why did the Torah say that Moed V'Mikzus is Chayv Shvua? If we think about it, somebody who's a Moed V'Mikzus should be believed, because if he wanted, he could have denied owing anything. But he was being honest, and he's saying that I'm owing only 50. So we said over there that the reason a Moed, and yet we find that the Torah is stricter with a Moed B'Mikzus than it is with a Kaifer HaKol. So the Gemara really answered the question, because a Moed B'Mikzus, there's a concept of Ein Adam Meis Panav B'Fnei Bal Chayvei. The person is embarrassed to act that way towards a person who lent him money. But that is only applicable regarding the actual loiva. But here we're talking about the yorshim of the loiva. And we're talking about the yorshim of the loiva, he doesn't have that feeling of ein adam meis panav b'fnei bal chayvei. So when he says something, then he should be believed if he's a moed b'mikzus, because if he wanted to, he could have been a kaifer hakol. So the Ramban, because of this question, says that we're speaking about a case here that it's not just we're left with Yarshim, where the Malva unfortunately passed away, the Loiva passed away, and now we have this entire between the Yarshim. It's talking about a situation where these Yarshim were involved with their father's affairs, business affairs, and therefore saying that you don't know, it's the Migui that's saying that you don't know and you wouldn't be mazed doesn't apply. Another explanation that the Rishonim give is that saying I don't know is never an acceptable claim. And therefore, the Yarshim, when they say we don't know for sure, we can't really pay attention to that claim. But again, the Gemara is saying that if the father would have been a Moed B'Mikzus and has to swear, the same should be by the children. El Lav. What must be the case? Damalei Mona L'Abba B'Yadavicha says the case must be where, again, the Yairish of the Malva says, your father owed my father $100. Damalei, and the Yairish of the Loiva says, Chamish Yudana, about 50 I know, Chamish Yudana, and I'm going to pay you. And the other 50, I just don't know. And even though, and since he's not obligated to know all of his father's affairs, so that's why the halacha is that if he doesn't have to swear. That's how we began the pasuk Shus Hashem to Yishmaim. So yeah, Mishlama, that Aviv Kai Gavna Mechayiv, that if the liver would have still been alive, and if the liver would have said any Adaya on the second 50, he would have to swear, because since he can't swear, because how could you swear when you say you don't know? So he would have to swear. So that's why we need a pasuk to tell us, it's Rekral, Lemifta Gabi Yarshim, we need a pasuk to say that the father would swear, but not the son. Eli Amad Avike Gavna Nami Potter. But if we're going to say, like Rav and Shmuel said, that if somebody can't make a shvua, he doesn't pay, so then if the father wouldn't have to make a shvua and wouldn't have to pay, what would we need a pasuk to teach us that that's the halacha by the children? Kra Gabi Yarshim Lamali, says the Gemara. Rav Shmuel, says Rav and Shmuel, that somebody who can't swear doesn't have to pay. Hi Shvus Hashem, my Kadosh Bey. So what is the pasuk saying that you do have to make a shvua? So the Mamre Baalikra Tanya, they will say that the pasuk is coming to teach us what Rav Shimon ben Tarfenheimer, the pasuk says Shvus Hashem to Yibin Shneim, Melam Shashvu Chal Shneim, that if both of them can't swear, then what happens, if both the Malva and the Loiva are people that are not trustworthy people, that causes that ultimately Shvus Hashem, ultimately it causes that there's going to be a terrible Chil Hashem, because both of them aren't able to make a Shvua. Shvua ben Paras Tafen Aymer. Azar Ach Achanoif Menayim. Where does the Torah teach us that even if you're not doing the Avera, but you're creating an environment of being able to do an Avera, is considered somebody that is doing an Avera? And the reason it's called Akev, Akev is the heel of the foot. So your involvement is very insignificant, but still considered you did an Avera. Tamilam Lysanif, and we learn it Lysanif. Don't create anything that will make immorality. The pasuk says by the Chetam Raglam that the Chetam Raglam made all of these exaggeration about the people who were in Eretz Canaan, and like that the people were scared to go to battle. Says the Gemara, "Teragnu ba'alechem." The pasuk says, "Teragnu ba'alechem." V'tam b'shuas Hashem, b'sinas Hashem. Ha'tziar me'eretz Mitzrayim, losu son b'yada merilash b'denu. They started saying, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu hates us, and he's putting us in the hands of these terrible people to destroy us." Says the Gemara, what is the word teragnu mean? Shim metafrema. Again, the Gemara is just teaching us halachas that of Shimon ben Tarfin. Tartan v'genisim ba'ol shemakam. You visited Eretz Yisrael, and then you embarrassed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is amongst us. The pasuk says that after Mount Torah, the pasuk says, Pnu sulchem vo har me'ari v'kol shcheinov, barava b'har b'shvelu b'negev b'choyf ha'yom, Eretz ha'knani v'alvonon, Aran Nahara God Mahapuras. And here again, we said, Shimon ben Tarfin Omer, why is the Nahapuras considered the Nahara Godl? If we actually look at the four rivers that are mentioned in the Torah, in Parshas Bereishis, Nahapuras is the smallest of those rivers. Says the Gemara, this is what people say, Krav l'gabe dehina ve'itin, become close to a person that is anointed with oil, and you will be anointed with oil. If you are close to great people, that makes you great. Very shmalama ever melech melech. Therefore, over here, since Nahar Paras is the river that travels by Eretz Yisrael, since it's the river that travels by Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, of course, is great, anything that is next to Eretz Yisrael is also considered great. So that's why I saw that the Sefer Erech Yeshua explains that even though the Pasuk calls Klai Yisrael Avodim, Kili B'nai Yisrael Avodim, they're also called Mamlechus Kanim. So how do we reconcile this? And the answer is because Eved Melech, Melech. Because we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody that is connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, becomes great. The Bnei Yisrael, the Bnei Yisoschah, I mean, explains that's why we have to particularly be so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim, because we lived in Mitzrayim where we were Avadim. And then we left Mitzrayim and we became the Avdei Hashem. And once we became the Avdei Hashem, we were the Avdei Melech. And that's why we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim, taking us out of the category of being Avdei Paroi, which are just old-fashioned Avadim, and becoming Avdei Hashem, which, as the Gemara just said, that Eved Melech is a Melech. We learned in the Mishnah that, again, amongst the people who just swear and are able to collect, the Mishnah spoke about the case of a Chanvoni al Pinkasai. The Mishnah spoke about an elaborate case where somebody said to the Chanvoni, give my son some food on credit, pay my workers, and now we have a dispute where the Chanvoni says, I paid the workers. The workers said, we never got paid. So the Mishnah said that they both swear. The Chanvoni swears, and then he's entitled to collect what he says he laid out. The workers swear that they never got paid, and they're entitled to collect the wages that they claim due to them. It says the Matanya Amar Rebbe Torch Shvu Zu Lama. Why did Chazal make that both of them should make a Shvuah? And as we mentioned, the halacha is that what really is happening here is that by both of them making a shvuah, we know that somebody is making a shvuah sheker. So why would we want to set up a situation where they're both making a shvuah sheker? Tanya Amr Vitarach Shvu Zelama. Amale Rav Chia Tanina Shneim Nishvav Venoitlum Bebalabais. Says the Gemara. Kibbamenei, because they're both going to extract. And since they're both going to extract money from the employer, there's no other way to protect this other than they're both making the shvur.
Says the Gemara. Kibbamenei le kibbamenei.
Was this answer accepted? Toshma, says the Gemara. The Tanya the Brisa says, Rabbi Apalim Shemna Nishbalim Mechemvani. The workers have to swear to the store, to the chenvani, to the storekeeper, they didn't get paid. Vim Isa, if we're going to say that they're swearing because they want to extract money from the employer, so why is he swearing to the chenvani? Why the worker swearing to the chenvani? The balabayas, they should be swearing to the balabayas from whom they're trying to extract money. The balabayas, mebayle, answers the Gemara. What I meant to say is, of course, they're swearing to the balabayas, from whom they're coming to collect money. It says, Rava, Pile and Nishbon la balabayas, they swear to the balabayas, from whom they want to collect the money, but we make the chenvani stand there, because we want them to be embarrassed. And if the chenvani paid them, that's more likely to cause them the embarrassment that they're, when they say that they didn't get paid, that they didn't get paid. So we want to create an environment that they should be embarrassed and say the truth. Itmar, shteki te edem and mechishin zuzu. So we get to the Gemara where we have a situation where two pairs of edem contradict each other. In one situation, one says that Reuven killed Shimon, and the other two people say that they didn't. So the halacha will be that this will be a situation of trade, they cancel each other out. But now, the question is, we know that one of these pairs is saying something untrue. Arav Huna. So now the question is, can we accept them for future edus? Arav Huna Zuba b'fnei atzma me'idah. When we will have another situation, this pair could say edus. U'b'zuba b'fnei atzma me'idah. They both could say Eidus. Or we could have, if it will be a case of Eid Echad, each member of these pairs could be an Eid Echad. Rechizdama, Badisad, Shakri Lamali. How can we accept these people? Even though we don't know which is the pair that's saying the lie, but we do know that there is a liar here, a pair that's a liar here. And since we're know that there's a peer that's saying that truth. And when we rely on Edom, this is the way the Rosh explains this Gemara, that when we know there's a liar, we can't accept Edus. We can't accept Edus of a liar. And since we have here a suffix on each one of them that they may be a liar, we can't rely on Edus. I, they have a cheskas, kashrus, but on the other hand, and we could only collect when we know definitively that they have a good claim. If they don't have a definitive good claim, then the halacha is we can't accept what they're saying. Next case. Shnei malvim, shnei lovim, shnei shtaris. If each one of those pairs was signed on a shtar chayv, but they were on different people. So we have one document with one pair of these Edom signed on, and we're referring to one situation, and we have another document with these people signed in it. The question is, how do we deal with this? Says the Gemara, Hanapultayu. However, what would be the halacha if we have again two documents, each document signed by a different one of the pairs of Edom that we began with, but it's the Malvin Loiva that it's the same Malvin Loiva in both documents. Malva the Loiva v'shnei shtaris, says the Gemara here. He can't collect both with both shtaris. One of the it's the same malva that has a pair that has a shtar that's certainly disqualified, and therefore he will only be able to use the shtar with the lesser amount of malva. Shnei malvin v'loiva echad v'shtei shtaris. But if we have two documents, one loiva, one loiva but two malvas. Heinebastisen, that's the same din as the Mishnah, where the Chenveni and the Payalim are having this dispute. The halacha is, since each malva has a shtar that may be a good shtar, so the halacha is, just like in the Mishnah, where both of us have a good claim, that Chenveni has a good claim, and the other person has a good claim, the halacha is that we have to honor both claims. Here too, we're going to have to honor both claims. Next case, Shnei Levim Malva Echad. If we have one Malva, two Shtaris with two Loivas. And each one of the Shtaris, we have one aid from each pair. Do we say that we can't use any Shtar? Because there's each Shtar has an aid that's a liar, because two of the Edom are saying something that's not true. And since two of the Edom saying that true, and each one of those shtaris has such a person signed on it, so that means each star is a disqualified star because it only has one aid. Or do we not say that? Right now we have a good star. So the Gemara Teiku, it remains a question. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, that this question is only according to Rav Huna. According to Rav Chisda, who said earlier that when we have these two pair of Edom who contradict each other, the Gemara said we don't know what to do, Rav Chisda said. So here too, certainly Rav Chisda will say that both of these shtaris are disqualified. It's only Rav Huna, who didn't have Rav Chisda's approach, we have this question according to. Moser Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. The Brisa says regarding Edom who saw the new moon. So they Besdin has to examine when they come and say they saw the new moon, what did they see? So one of the Edom say that the moon seemed to be above the ground, the mount of Shtei Mados. Mados is a stick that they used to use to lead an animal as it was plowing. It looks like Shloish Mados. The halacha is Edusim Kiyomis. They could combine, because this is not considered a significant enough discrepancy. However, if one says Shalish, Vechram Chomesh, Edusim B'Teila, Metstarfin, Vedas Acheris, they're not completely disqualified. These two individuals cannot be combined, because there's such a significant discrepancy, but they could be Edom in other cases. My love, doesn't emulate this moment. So here we see a situation where we definitely have somebody who is a disqualified aide, and still he can be an aide in other situations. Not like what Rav Chisda said, that they become permanently disqualified. What happens here is, we started with two Edom, and they have this significant discrepancy. How does the moon look? What it means is, one of them is obviously correct, and one of them is incorrect. Now there'll be another aid that comes, and will say the same as one of these two. So the fact that there's another aid saying the same as one of the original two means that these two are good Edom, and the one that said different than them, it was obviously wrong, and this will be a case of Trey. We have two Edom saying something, V'chad, and then there's one aid contradicting that them, and the halacha is Ein Dvar V'Shalach V'Makom Shnayim, and we'll accept these two Edom. The halacha in this question says that when we have these two pairs of Edom that contradict each other, the halacha follows the opinion of Ahuna that we don't disqualify them. And as we said, the basis of Rav Huna's opinion is that we rely on the Cheskes Kashrus. Since we don't know who is the person, which is the pair that was incorrect, each pair of Edom has a Cheskes Kashrus, and therefore we could continue to accept them as Edom. Rashi says that if we want to combine one Ed from one pair and another pair from the other pair to form a new pair of Edis, the halach is that there it would be inadmissible. Because certainly one of these two people is a disqualified aid, and they can't be combining to be Edom in a new case. Says the Gemara, says the Gedulei Truma, that even though they are disqualified and can't combine together, the halach is that they are, so if we'll have two, we'll have these two Edom saying that Reuven owes Shimon money, so we can't accept them as two Edom that are saying that Reuven owes Shimon money, and based on the testimony of two Edom, Reuven would have to pay, but they're not worse than an Ed Echad, because one of them is not disqualified, and the halacha, as we keep on repeating in our shiurim, is that when we have a situation of an Ed Echad, he makes the other one swear. But the Sma disagrees, and says that when we have such a situation where we have two Edom who cannot combine together, because one of them, we just don't know which one, is somebody who said something which is a lie, then they're completely disqualified. Why is this completely disqualified? Because he says it falls into the category that we've discussed of Nimsa Echemem Karva Edis, Karva Apostle, that if we have a pair of Edom and one is disqualified, the halacha is Edusa Betela, their Edus becomes completely disqualified. And when we combine these two people, that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening in this case. And therefore, since that's exactly what's happening in this case, none of them combine, and they become completely disqualified, and they don't even have the authority, the koyach, of an Eid Echad. The Shaul of Chuvas Michas Yitzchak says that it discusses a shaila in Chelek Hay Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, where somebody borrowed money from somebody else, and when the time of payment came, the loiver wasn't here, and he said he had a store, and he told the person who runs the store, take money out of the cash register, whatever, and pay the person that I owe. And that's what he did, and that's what it says on the record. And then the Malva comes and claims that he was never paid. What is the halacha? So, says the Michas Yitzchak, that based on what we learned in our sugya, that if the loiva and the malva, the balchanos and the employer have such a din Torah, they all have to swear. But here, it's not really it's not the loiva and the malva who are having a din Torah. The din Torah is between the loiva's worker and the malva.
And therefore, he comes up with the question is the halachas that we've been discussing in our shir, that the special shvuah that we've been discussing in our shir, going to be applicable here as well? And he actually says that it's not clear that the halachas that we've been discussing in our shurim and our Mishnah Gemara are applicable here. And he says that what they should do here is make a pshara, they should come up with some sort of compromise around this dispute.